Back on Transport Topics Radio here on Sirius XM Channel 146 with former Congressman Bill Schuster and former DOT Secretary Rodney Slater. They're now with the law firm of Squire, Patton & Boggs here in Washington, D.C., talking transportation policy in our nation's capital and what can be done. What would you like to see, Congressman, in terms of the new legislation that you just talked about a couple of minutes ago that's going to have to be renewed come the end of September, early October? What would you like to see? What would be the couple, three, four, five things right off the top?
Well, first of all, you've got to deal with the funding. If we don't deal with the funding, you know, we can have a great bill, but how much money do we have to spend? And we've still been at that 18.4 cents for 26 years. Rodney Slater was around.
You weren't even in the cabinet then.
I was not in the cabinet, but I was federal highway administrator.
Yeah.
And we haven't touched that. And you know, it is so important that we do that to increase our federal role. I think the numbers are it's decreases buying power by 40% over the last 25 years or so. But, you know, when you talk about raising the gas tax, everybody gets a little crazy about it. And my good friend, the former governor of Pennsylvania, I've done a couple of public events with him. And he likes to ask people in the audience, how much is the federal gas tax? And a few people will sheepishly raise their hands. And then they'll say, well, how much do you think it is? And people will say $1 and $1.50. It's 18.4 cents, has been raised in 27 years.
A little higher
years.
On diesel.
Yeah, exactly. It's 24 cents point something on diesel. Yeah. But even so, if you look at this and you break it down, if you were to double the gas tax, that would the average increase to an average American driver would be about $100 a year. That's about $1.90 a week. And that's people spend more than that on a cup of coffee. They spend, if they buy two bottles of water, they far exceed that. And they can get coffee and water at home for pennies.
Pennies.
So, you know, we need to go out to the American people. When you say double the gas tax, everybody goes, oh, my gosh. Explain it to them in a way that those two bottles of water you bought at the convenience store, if you didn't do that one time a week, that would help you. I have another number there that the average American today spends $264 a year on the gas tax for roads and bridges and transit system. They spend about $242 on the gas tax, $264 on the bottles of water they buy every year. The average American buys 160 bottles of water. I mean, we're talking about getting to and from work, commerce happening. So it's really pennies for us to increase the investment. So that's number one. And it's two shortly is just strengthen some of the streamlining that we put into the FAST Act and MAP 21, make sure that continues to move forward. And Secretary Chao and her team over there are doing a really good job of trying to streamline and move forward.
The Congressman, Mr. Slater, makes a point about the cost of the gas tax. Mm-hmm. I've told this story a couple times on the air that twice, just bad luck on my part, I've hit potholes here in the Washington, D.C. area and needed thousands of dollars of repairs for
exactly.
The tire, the rims, the other stuff, because I caught a pothole on the GW Parkway one night and, you know, did some damage to the car. Had the same thing happen. I would gladly pay as a consumer, you know, a couple hundred bucks more to make sure that stretch of road is nice and paved well and doesn't have a hole as big as a wheelbarrow in it that
sure.
I caught. What do you say to that?
Well, not only do you have that as a potential cost, but what about the cost of congestion? What about the cost of lost time as it relates to being productive? People lose on average 2 weeks a year. Just in congestion. That it, well, no, no, no. I'm talking just, about just, average, just average day-to-day drivers.
Okay.
Stuck in traffic. 2 weeks a year. Think about that and the lost productivity that represents. So, an efficient, quality transportation program is essential to not only our pursuit of happiness, but again, helping business do business. And I mentioned earlier that I was a federal highway administrator during the time that the gasoline tax was increased. But I should mention that when it was increased the last time, it was actually increased to deal with the deficit. And it was a part of a deficit reduction package early on. But then in 98, when we reauthorized the transportation bill with T21, we then took those resources from the general fund and put them in the trust fund, thus adding to the investment in transportation. We really need to deal with this issue, as a centerpiece for addressing the issue of investing more in transportation. But there are other things that we can do as well. Public-private partnerships, innovative financing. A lot of that work was started during that period as well. And with the advent of technology, and especially moving towards 5G, we will have the ability to really think more creatively about transportation investment mechanisms so as to improve our investment in transportation, vehicle miles traveled. Being just one example through the use of technology.
But we're right at the beginning points of a move towards electrification where people are burning less gasoline. The mileage per mile gallons with cars has doubled in the last 10 or 15 years, more fuel efficient. We're using less diesel. So that gas tax that we talked about has become even, the purchasing power has even become more diminished because cars now get 25, 28 miles to the gallon.
That's right. But that's where the vehicles mile travel technology could be helpful. And that means that with the electric vehicles that are going to just grow in prominence, and they're on the roadways, using the roadways, actually doing some damage through the wear and tear on the roadways, they should be paying for the maintenance of our system as well. And your vehicle miles travel affords us an opportunity to extract a commitment from those types of vehicles and drivers as well.
Mr. Schuster, you know how to count votes. How hard would it be to get a gas tax increased in the House and Senate?
It is. It would be very hard, but it's easier than all the other things because, you know, a vehicle miles travel, that certainly is the future. We have to move in that. But it's so hard. People don't understand it. It's difficult to understand how, I mean, you can talk about it, but how do you make the transition? And I think if you look at the 31 states, 32 states now, that have done something to address their revenue, raise the gas tax, do different kinds of things, nobody's lost an election over that. Pennsylvania did that.
Yeah, your home. Yeah.
Not a single person lost an election. And people came in and beat them up for doing it, but they, because the they took the time to educate the Pennsylvania voter and saying, we have to do this. So it'll be very difficult. And I think that this is a two-step process in this funding is you've got to deal with the system we have now, and that's the gas tax. Let's do it out for the next 5-6 years, whatever it is. And on as we get to that, move through the process of how do you set up a vehicle miles traveled? And you've got to make sure you're protecting people's privacy. And it has to be as simple as pulling up to the gas tank like we do to the pumps today. It reads your car and says, okay, Schuster's driven 150 miles, so he gets charged this much on his electric vehicle, on his F-150, you know, make it all so it's fair to people.
So you would have the same price then if you're driving a car that gets 18 miles to the gallon is an older vehicle or something that's an electric that's getting a hybrid that gets 60 miles per gallon.
Exactly. Use a Tesla versus a Malibu or, you know, a Tesla is paying nothing. They're getting a free ride.
Yeah.
Literally.
But they're still using the same road as the Camaro, the 1978 Camaro that gets 12 miles to the gallon. Right.
Exactly. You know, I just want to mention the chairman mentioned that more than 30 some odd states moving to increase the investment in transportation infrastructure. A lot of those states are in the South. In places that are
Tennessee, Alabama.
Exactly, Kentucky, perceived as being Arkansas,
my
home state, perceived as being much more conservative, but they've made these decisions. And as he noted, they haven't lost any elections in the process. But they've been able to make the case to the voters, the citizenry, this is what the money is for. This is what we're going to do with it. This is how we're going to do it. Many of them have sunset provisions. When it's over, it's over. Some of them actually have some automatic continuation, recognizing that the price for maintaining the system is important and critical to the process as well. But I think there's some lessons to be learned there. These laboratories, if you will, of democracy at the state and local level can give insight to those of us who now look for leadership from the national level.
This is Transport Topics Radio here on Sirius XM, Channel 146.